Hi, this is Alan Tepper for Combined Hosting, TechnoTour, and Pro Video Coalition. We're here today testing the new SL40 Dynamic Hybrid Studio microphone. This second recording is being done via USB. Of course, we're recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling frequency, since that's one of the three offered by the SL40 when connecting it via USB. For more information, visit 48kHzAlliance.com. All of my published recordings of the SL40 were done exclusively via the A7WS windscreen, not with the included windscreen that comes with the SL40. For those unfamiliar or haven't read my prior articles, the A7WS windscreen is from Shure and costs under $25. The A7WS is one of the two windscreens that come included with the SM7B microphone, which costs $399. According to Shure and according to me, the A7WS is the recommended one for close speaking. Fortunately, the A7WS fits onto the SL40 perfectly and allows the quality of recording that you're hearing right now, which is fortunately free of plosives. If you would like to know how the SL40 sounds with plosives, you are welcome to listen to any of the already existing SL40 reviews on YouTube. They are full of plosives, as were my initial recordings that I am not going to publish, which I made with the included SL40 windscreen, since they had plosives even when recording at a 45-degree angle. Specifically for this SL40 review, I purchased and tested the smaller RK345 windscreen and immediately returned it since it was not nearly as effective as the A7WS. I am not going to demonstrate the sound of plosives in this review, just as I am not going to demonstrate burping, hiccups, or sneezing. Instead, I prefer to demonstrate the SL40 microphone from Efeduce, as it is best used to record a human voice. As I wrote in the introductory paragraph of this review, even though the Efeduce headquarters are not located in Italy, my contacts there have confirmed that the brand name is indeed intended to be pronounced in Italian as Efeduce. The letter F, or Efe, stands for futuro, which happens to be the exact same word in Castilian and means future in English. The word duce means leader, so the full English translation would be future leader. Since this is a dynamic mic, I'm currently about 8 centimeters or about 3 inches from the tip of the windscreen. In each position, I'll read one of WKRP's famous slogans. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and less Nessman. In order to demonstrate the side rejection of the SL40 from Efeduce, I am now at 90 degrees, about 3 inches away from the side of the SL40. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati with more music and less Nessman. I am now at the rear of the SL40 to demonstrate the rear rejection, as if you had another person who is speaking into a different microphone, to see how much spill or crosstalk can be rejected by this dynamic cardioid microphone. This should be the point of maximum rejection. Now I have returned to the front of the SL40 at about 7 centimeters or 3 inches. For your information, the Metric Conversion Act of 1975 is an act of Congress that U.S. President Gerald Ford signed into law on December 23, 1975. It declared the metric system the preferred system of weights and measures for the United States trade and commerce, but also permitted the use of older customary units in all activities. As Ford's statements on the signing of the act emphasizes, all conversion was to be voluntary. The act also established the United States Metric Board with representatives from scientific, technical, and educational institutions, as well as state and local governments, to plan, coordinate, and educate residents of the country for metrification. Unfortunately, Ronald Reagan abolished the Metric Board in 1982. However, individuals in the United States remain free to use the metric system for its many benefits, consistency, and international compatibility. Now I'll lightly touch the legs of the table where the SL40 is mounted using the Heil PL2T flexible boom to test the SL40's internal shock resistance. Now I'll lightly touch the top of the table where the SL40 is mounted using the Heil PL2T flexible boom to test the SL40's internal shock resistance. Now I'll slightly touch the boom arm to test the SL40's internal shock resistance. Now I'll carefully move the position by moving the boom arm slightly. Now I'll carefully move the position by carefully grabbing the SL40's included yoke mount. Now we'll test the built-in mute button, which works only via USB, not via XLR. 1, 2, 3. Eight, nine, 10, 11. While it was in mute, the button was surrounded by the color red, and in all other times, it's surrounded by the color blue.